and welcome to another edition of Ireland Calling, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group, broadcasting here on a beautiful sunny Wednesday morning in Auckland. And thank God the sun is shining also back in Ireland. Finally, a nice spell of weather. You're listening to us in Auckland on Wednesday night on Planet FM, Christchurch down on Saturday night, Capley Coast and Wellington Sunday. And welcome along to everybody who's listening to us on Planet Audio around New Zealand and around the globe. Lots of stuff on the program tonight, lots of good music. And you might be wondering, is anything gone wrong with Ollie playing kind of orchestral music at the start of his program? Well, many of you that listen to the program that grew up in Ireland will remember a radio program on RT1 called Sunday Miscellany. It's on at 9 o'clock or after 9 o'clock every Sunday morning. And it's been broadcast on RT Radio since 1968. And that piece of music is called The Battle Sweep from a musician called Gilliard Batagila. Has been the theme music for that program since 1968. And like Radio New Zealand here, RTE in the last few weeks have changed some of the theme music for their various programs and news programs. And there's been lots of letters and phone calls to Liveline about changing that piece of music. So I thought I'd play it there. Of course, Sunday Miscellany is still a great program. You can hear it on RT Radio. It doesn't have a presenter. It's got various people that send in or, you know, introduce a particular piece of music and a story about it. And indeed, my late aunt, Meredith Goodcannon, had one or two excerpts on that program over the years, talking about Nora Barrickill and James Joyce. But anyway, a bit of news for you there, so hopefully you enjoy that and you'll stay with me for the next hour. We've got a couple of new listeners tonight. I might as well say hello to them now. Eric Lethander and his wife Fiona. Met Eric on Sunday playing golf here in Auckland, and originally born in Sweden but has lived most of his life away from there, and lived in Ireland for many years, where he met his wife Fiona from RD in County Louth. And Eric working here at the University of Auckland, tuning in tonight for the first time. So as the sun is shining over in Ireland and sun is shining in New Zealand, I thought it's only appropriate we play this song called Summer in Dublin from Bagatelle, especially for Eric and Fiona listening tonight for the first time.
Just wanna be left alone. I'll always remember your kind words, and I'll still remember your name. But I've seen you changing and turning, and I know that things just won't be the same. And the liffies, it stank like hell, and the young people walking on Grafton Street, everyone looking so well. I was singing a song I'd heard somewhere called Rock and Roll Never Forgets, when my humming was smothered by a 46A and the scream of a love flying jet. So I jumped on a bus to Dunleary, stopping off to pick up my guitar. And a drunk on the bus told me how to get rich. I was glad we weren't going too far. We'll be right back. to find a place where I can hear the wind and the birds and the sea on the rocks, and where open roads always are near. And if sometime I tire of the quiet and I want to walk back up that hill, I'll just get on the road and I'll stick out my thumb, 'cause I know for sure you'll be there still.
Bagatelle and Summer in Dublin, that was a big hit in the 80s when I was working in Dublin. And fantastic song, of course. The old 46A bus that's mentioned there is no longer. There's a new bus route taking people out to Dunleary now. And as I mentioned a few minutes ago, beautiful weather in Ireland. In fact, watching all the Gaelic games at the weekend on Saturday and Sunday, I managed to look at some of them on the Sunday game. It's just brilliant to see the sunshine and people in short sleeve shorts. Couple of big surprises in sport at the weekend in Gaelic games, and of course we'll give you the results and you can watch all the games on GAA+.ie. You can go in there and get a subscription and watch the games on your phone, your iPad, your computer or your smart TV, and we'll give you all the results later on the program tonight. And a big weekend as well coming up for Leinster and rugby, semi-final of the Heineken Cup. Anyway, big stories in Ireland over the last few days. I see a report in one of the papers yesterday that the Children's Hospital, which a contract was signed, I think, when Enda Kenny was Taoiseach, is going to cost about $680 million. Well, the latest price is around $2.2 million. It should have been open about 2 years ago, but of course, COVID affected the building process. And there's now saying that over half the rooms are not finished in the hospital. That is due to be handed over to the government later this year. Of course, there was always controversy about this hospital with the location, which is around St. James's Hospital. Other politicians and people wanted it on the outskirts of Dublin, where you could get easily access to it from the motorway system, because anybody that knows Dublin up around St. James's there in Kilmainham, it's congested enough, not a mind with this new hospital. So obviously, big issue there that has taken so long. And of course, the new maternity hospital is going to be, women's hospital is going to be built out at St. Vincent's Hospital in Mount Marion. That hasn't started yet. So that's one of the stories making the news in Ireland. The other one is at the weekend, the story saying that now the super rich in Ireland, these are people with £20 million or more, euros, has now increased dramatically over the last few years up to nearly 1,885. But of course, Ireland has got ultra super rich, to the number of billionaires in Ireland as well. But big gap happened between the haves and the haves nots. But that story relates to people that have set up businesses that have done well in Ireland over the last 10 or 15 years. But I would thought 20 million, Mike, wouldn't be a lot. If you have a house in South Dublin, it's probably worth 4 or 5 million, maybe more. Okay, we're going to continue on Another song, another Dublin song, this time Raglan Road by Sinead O'Connor. Beautiful road there on Ball's Bridge in Dublin, where I flatted for many years, and sung beautifully here by the late Sinead O'Connor.
On Raglan Road on an autumn day, I saw
Raglan Road, written by Monaghan writer-poet Patrick Kavanagh, and sung by many, many singers, including Sinead O'Connor. Right, the Auckland Arts Festival gets underway in a few weeks' time, and there's a number of Irish artists appearing, and I'm hoping to have a chat with one of them, Roddy Doyle. I interviewed Roddy back in the early 90s when he was down here promoting, I think his second book might have been The Snapper, no, was it The Van, but I remember interviewing him. He did a silent session down at the old Kitty O'Brien's pub down there in Victoria Park. But of course, Roddy, he's one of Ireland's finest and most loved writers, from his breakthrough novel, The Commitments, later adapted into a major movie, and then his wider ballet, baritone trilogy, including The Snapper and The Van, to The Woman Who Walked Into Doors, Smile, Love, and his Booker Prize winning Paddy Clark, Ha Ha Ha. I'm pretty sure he wrote a book on Roy Keane as well. I must check that up before I interview him. And his work captured the rhythms and voices of working class Dublin and beyond in fiction stories. So he was the chair of the Booker Prize judges in 2025. He had to read over 150 books. And he's here in New Zealand in Auckland at the Writers' Festival on the 16th of May in a sit-down session with journalist Michelle Court. And tickets are available. Plenty of tickets are still available, and you can book them on Ticketmaster. And opening up this year's festival is another Irish writer. Not sure whether she'll be here in person or whether it's brought in via live stream, Maggie O'Farrell. Of course, Maggie's been in the news recently because the book that she wrote, Hamlet, of course, Jessie Buckley from Killarney, won the Best Actress Prize in the recent Oscars. And but Maggie has a new book coming out in early June, a novel called Land. And she's appearing, opening the Writers' Festival on Tuesday, the 12th of May, in an interview session running for an hour. And you can book your tickets for both them events at the ticketmaster.co.nz website. Right, we'll take another bit of music, and then we'll come back and run through some more of the news from Ireland. And this time, we got the man himself from Donegal, Daniel, and he's singing Home to Donegal.
Some things have to be in the show, you know. The lights of London are far behind. The thoughts of homeland are crowding my mind. Familiar places come into view. I see my home now. Soon I'll see you. We'll talk to the old folk. Sure they're getting on. We'll treat them to late nights and sing a few songs. We'll talk all the neighbors and life in the town. There's so much to tell them. The days fly around. This is my homeland, the place I was born in. No matter where I go, it's in my soul. My feet may wander a thousand places, but my heart Donegal. Oh, yeah. And then tomorrow we'll take a walk down to St. Mary, to a sheltered spot. We'll kneel and pray there for the ones who have gone, and hope that they're proud of sound. Let's hear everybody sing. This is my home, the place I was born in. No matter where I go, it's in my soul. Oh, my feet may wander, my feet may wander a thousand places. And what about my heart? My heart will lead me back home to my Donegal. One more time, everyone. This is my homeland, the place I was born in. No matter where I go, it's in my soul. My feet may wander a thousand places, but my heart will lead me back home to my Donegal. Yes, my heart will lead me back home to my Donegal.
Daniel O'Donnell and Home to Donegal. Going out especially to all our listeners from Donegal that are listening to the show tonight. And as I mentioned before, Daniel taking a break from doing the big touring this year. But I did say that himself and Michelle are going to open up their house for visitors to come and visit. I think it might be in July in Donegal. This was something that they did when his late mother was alive, and thousands came to visit. And he sat and spoke to them all, and there was pots of tea and sandwiches and scones and everything. So they're doing that again. Well, over the years of Ireland Calling here, and I remember linking up with Charlie Collins in Donegal or Tom McSweeney in Cork talking about atrocities in Northern Ireland before there was peace. But there's still tension simmering, and it got to a crescendo on Saturday night when a young delivery driver was hijacked and a massive bomb put into the back of his vehicle, and he was forced to drive outside the Dunmurry police station just outside Belfast. And he got there, and obviously the bomb in the back of the car, massive big gas tank kind of a bomb, exploded shortly after. But thankfully, a number of brave police officers went out before the bomb went off, and they evacuated a number of people from adjoining houses, including two babies. But I see all the political leaders in, quote, Northern Ireland and indeed in the South have gone out and condemned this atrocity. Had it not been for the bravery of the police officers in evacuating these people, a number of people would have been seriously injured or killed. And of course, you know, there's all this simmering tension as we lead into the marching season, which happens in July. But I know there was a similar bomb like this a few weeks ago, and it was claimed responsibility by the new IRA or a movement associated with the IRA. But certainly not something that people were expecting on Saturday night. Very sad road accidents in Northern Ireland. There were 6 people killed on the roads in Northern Ireland, and police are now investigating the murder of a woman, I think originally from Poland, in Waterford on Monday. And 3 people arrested today in connection with the terrible house fire last year that killed young Tadhg Farrell and his grand aunt in a housing estate in Edenderry. This was related to a drug issue, and thankfully the police had arrested some people today. And I see there was a man died in that same house that was had a boarded up after that terrible tragedy last year. Another man was found out there a few weeks ago. Right, we move on and take the next piece of music. And this is from the late Dolores Keane. Sadly passed away just over a month ago. What a lovely song. As the sun is shining on my back here, never be the sun.
And you won't be the
bright. But even on the deepest ocean, you will be the light. You may not always shine as you go.
Dolores Cain and Never Be the Sun, and you're listening to Ireland Calling. Well, the rugby was on at the weekend, but a man that played rugby for Ireland and Leinster was in the news for different reasons. Jim Glennon capped a number of times for Ireland and played many games for Leinster, and he got into politics and was a Fianna Fáil TD for North Dublin. He was from Skerries and only did one term, maybe 5 years. Bertie Ahern had a policy at that time. He never promoted, no matter how good they were, first-time TDs. And Jim got frustrated with politics, although he did say even if he had been made a minister before that end of that term, he probably wouldn't have stayed. But the reason he's back in the news again, there's been murmurs going around for the last few weeks that an Irish politician wrote a good reference for a man, businessman in Ireland. You think he might have been Indian sounding name, and he was, but he was being involved with child exploitation. And of course, the rumours were going around, and finally Jim Glennon came out at the weekend and said it was him, and he apologised profusely for the reference for this man. He made a terrible mistake, and it brings into light now references that are given to people, character references you'd call them. And, people write them and they're presented mainly in court to give a good character about somebody. And, they're now saying that these have to be done under oath anymore, so that people that do write these references are held to account. But certainly not a good look for Jim Glennon, and something that he wouldn't be very happy with. Now, see, former Irish Minister, Independent TD Shane Ross, Finn is back writing again in the Sunday Independent. Of course, he had a near-death experience there, had a terrible cancer, but he's recovered from that. I've met him once or twice. He wouldn't be the most popular politician in Ireland, but he came out with a scathing article on Sunday, critical of the Minister for Finance, Simon Harris, and the Minister for Public Expenditure, Jack Chambers. Of course, I've interviewed Jack. He was down here promoting Ireland 2 years ago, maybe coming up. Yeah, it was 2 years ago. And Jack is very well educated. He's got a double degree in medicine and law. And he said he'd probably be a good man to be a Minister for Justice. But he thinks both of these men are out of their depth in the finance portfolio. And he's talking about, the Ireland have a surplus at the moment of about $9 billion, but the way they're giving it out. And he talked about how the government gave in to the protesters that took to the streets over the price of fuel there recently, that, the pay agreement with most of the PAYE workers is up for renewal in June. And he thinks, that the floodgates could have opened and these other organisations will be looking for big pay increases and the Irish finances could be in big trouble. Of course, I mentioned before that last year it was announced that of the $48 billion about corporate tax that came in, over $26 billion was paid by four companies. I think it was Eli Lilly, pharmaceutical company, Apple, Amazon and Microsoft, all with big businesses in Australia. So, Simon Harris, he dropped out of university. Of course, he was Minister for Health. He's the leader of Fine Gael and will be installed as Taoiseach in November 27. Of course, all the hummings and rustlings from backbenchers about Fianna Fáil's leader and Taoiseach Micheál Martin has all died down. Of course, a big couple of months coming up as Ireland takes over the presidency of the European Union in July. So Micheál looks like he'll survive that, and he'll be happy with Cork's result at the weekend and all the sports results coming up next after this next piece of music. And the Waterboys, are touring New Zealand. In fact, I've got an interview with Mark Scott later this week. We'll have it on the programme next week. And they're playing in here in May. They're in Wellington at Mea Nua on the 20th of May. Kerry Takanawa Centre in Auckland on the 21st of May and the Christchurch Town Hall on the 23rd of May. And you can get tickets for the Wellington show on Ticketek and the other shows on Ticketmaster. And this is How Long Will I Love You from Mike Scott and the Waterboys.
How long will I need you?
Waterboys there, Mike Scott, and I hope to have an interview with him. Well, I am interviewing him later this week. We have it on the programme next week, and they're touring New Zealand here in May, Wellington, Auckland and Christchurch. And good to so many Irish artists coming down here. Right, GAA, well, it was a beautiful weekend for sport in Ireland, and weather was magnificent, and there was big crowds, although not packed stadiums for all the games. So we'll start with Munster Senior Hurling Championship Round 2. Of course, the top, I think it's three teams, or maybe it's like four teams go through. So you had Cork and Limerick played in glorious conditions, 43,000 people at the game down at Páirc Cuíve. Great game, Cork edging out Limerick. Limerick had a player sent off in the second half. So Cork 22, Limerick 123. And then a pulsating game, Waterford had a great comeback against Tip. Waterford 3-24, Tipperary 29 points. Well, I think that score is wrong. But anyway, that game was a draw. I'm looking at this from the Irish Daily Mail. I did a printout here. So that table has Cork on top with the 4, Clare with 2 points, and Tipperary and Waterford and Limerick no points. Leinster Senior Hurling Championship, Dublin had a big win, 3-24 over Kildare. Galway, slow start, but they overcame Offaly, so they've got 2 from 2, 226 to 118. And Kilkenny got back after that big defeat by Galway, hammering Wexford 5-21 to 116. So Galway on top there, followed by Dublin on 3 points and Kilkenny. By the Munster Senior Football Championship, big wins for Cork over Tipperary and Kerry over Clare. Right, there's a big action over in Castlebar on Sunday where Mayo were odds on favourites to beat Roscommon. And Roscommon tore up the script, really playing an outstanding game, beating Mayo 2-25 to Mayo's 1-18. And the day before, Galway played Leitrim, and sloppy enough game, but they came through 1-20 to Leitrim's 2-12. I did hear from one of my reporters over in the west of Ireland that Mayo, the Castlebar match in McHale Park, you know, wasn't a sellout. The ticket price is very, very high. In fact, tickets for children were up as high as €30, so the GAA might need to look at that. And right, up we go to Ulster. Donegal recently crowned league winners after beating Kerry convincingly. They were expected to beat Down, who were Division 3 champions this year in the league, and Down played an unbelievable game, 3-21 to 1-21. In fact, they probably missed two or three other goal chances, so no rest for the wickets. They get straight into playing Armagh this weekend, and the other game, Armagh beaten Fermanagh. And I just see a breaking story tonight. The Antrim hurlers are refusing to train at the moment because there's a bit of a standoff. And of course, who's the manager of the Antrim team is none other than former Clare hurler and manager Davy Fitzgerald. So I'm sure they'll sort that out. And on rugby, Munster beat Ulster. A big win, 41-14. I think they play Connacht in 2 weeks' time. Connacht lost away to the Lions. South Africa, they're just one spot outside that top eight in that United Rugby Championship. Leinster, a second string Leinster team, lost to Benetton 29-26. But of course, their big game is this weekend, the semi-final of the Heineken Champions Cup against Toulon. So I'm sure they'll have a full team, for that game. Okay, let's carry on and, we look around and see who's coming up next. I'm looking at my list of music, and this time we've got Mary Black with Sonny.
Sonny lives on a farm in a wide open space. Take off your shoes, stay out of the rain. Down your head by the soft riverbed. Sonny always remembers the words Mama said. Sonny, don't go away. I'm here all alone. Your daddy's a sailor, never comes home. Nights are so long. Goes on, I'm feeling so tired. I'm not all his window, in his room by the stairs, watching the waves drifting soft on the pier. Sonny, don't go away, I'm here all alone.
Black, who's, I think, doing one more concert before she calls an end to her touring and her music career, long music career from a really great musical family. Right, what else is happening? I see the government announced today they will help give more help to people, contractors, with the fuel price. Of course, farmers and contractors are out there at the moment, and I see a story in one paper, might even been in the Farm and Independent, saying that you know, the cost of fuel is just really, really crippling contractors. Land prices to rise again in 2026, but outlook cautious. Lovely picture there of Louise Weir and her family. They grew their 190 cow farm beyond traditional milk production to sell flavoured milk, ice cream, milkshakes and yogurts direct to the customer in Rathbreyland in Donegal. Beautiful picture. And County Down, some really nice pictures with in the Farm and Independent. I'm just trying to look here with some of the story. Family tells a story of Wicklow farmer who kept Leinster's highest peak wild as land goes to auction. 2 million property that includes some of Loch Nacuilla was saved from afforestation by Malachy Harney, who spent decades farming and safeguarding the mountain. Yes, we know all about the forestry happening and what it does down here. Right, what else is happening here? I'm just looking at some of the farming. Yeah, Leo Radcliffe is still getting stick for the comments he made last week about, you know, rural Ireland people getting literally grants and incentives, and the real heartthrob of the Irish economy is in urban areas. So the story here, six reasons why Leo Radcliffe is wrong about rural Ireland. This is not just about city versus the country. The former Taoiseach has displayed a flippant disregard for opportunities and threats facing Ireland's economic success. And his former, maybe not his ministerial colleague, but former TD and Minister Dermot O'Hearn was critical of Radcliffe yesterday. He reckons that he just needs to think a bit more before he opens his mouth. Of course, he's long gone from politics now. But yeah, beautiful looking pictures and all the Farm and Independent there as the weather heats up. Finally looking here, it looks like my time was coming to an end here on Ireland Calling. Just to remind you once again to get your tickets if you want to go and see Maggie O'Farr, Roddy Doyle and Noel McCarthy. Noel was on Tough Fat Radio here for a while. She's now an author, and she's part of the Writers Festival, and tickets for that on ticketmaster.co.nz. And we see we've got coming up Moral Victory, the latest hit from Irish group Amble. On a sort of time, we might have one last song from Lyra before we finish up the program tonight. Well, I hope you enjoyed the program brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group, and be back here again same time next week. From me, Oliver Lee, I'll say good night, goodbye, and God bless.
Mistake or two, I'm gonna walk with or without you. Only when I open my eyes I dream. Living your nightmare it seems. Nobody will win the war, only one will lose less. Forgive me your moral victory, oh welcome, you tried your best, tried your best. Make of my mind, and everyone I ask tells me she's one of a kind. Don't die, no, hold on to those early days. Don't lie, my dear, it's just not the same. Maybe we shake, settle that we are alive. Turn away from facing each other in the night. Wake up and smile, now everybody knows. This is how game of life goes. Nobody will win the war, only one will lose less. Forgive me your moral victory, oh well done, you tried your best.
friends were walking down by the seaside. Now mark what followed and what it betide. For it being on Christmas morning, out for recreation we went on a tramp, and we met Sergeant Napper and Corporal Bum, and a little wee drummer intending to camp, for the day being pleasant and charming. Good morning, good morning, the sergeant did cry, and the same to you gentlemen we did reply, intending no harm, but meant to pass by, for it being on Christmas morning. What says he, my fine fellows, if you will enlist, it's 10 guineas and gold I will slip in your fist, and a crown in the bargain for to kick up the dust, and drink the king's health in the morning. For a soldier, he leads a very fine life, and he always is blessed with a charming young wife, and he pays all his debts without sorrow or strife, and always lives pleasant and charming. And a soldier, he always is decent and clean, in the finest of clothes, and is constantly seen, while other poor fellows go dirty and mean, and sup on thin gruel in the morning. Says Arthur, I wouldn't be proud of your clothes, for you've only the length of them as I suppose, and you dare not change them one night, for you know if you do you'll be flogged in the morning. And although that we are single and free, we take great delight in our own company, and we have no desire strange faces to see, although that your offers are charming. And we have no desire to take your advance, all hazards and dangers we barter on chance, for you would have no scruples for to send us to France, where we would get shot without warning. Says the sergeant, I'll have no such chat, and I neither will take it from spouting or brat, for if you insult me with one other word, I'll cut off your heads in the morning. And then Arthur and I, we soon drew our hats, and we scarce gave him time for to draw their own blades, when a trusty shillelagh came over their heads, them take that as fair warning. And their own rusty rapiers that hung by their side, we flung them as far as we could in the tide. Now take them out, devils, bright Arthur MacBride, and temper their edge in the morning. And the little wee drummer, we flattened his pub, and we made a football of his rowdy-dow-dow, threw it in the tide for to rock and to roll, and bade it a tedious returning. And we haven't no money paid their muffin cracks, and we paid no respect to their two bloody backs, for we lathered them there like a pair of wet sacks, and left them for dead in the morning. And so to confess. conclude and to finish disputes. We obligingly asked if they wanted recruits. For we were the lads who would give them hard clothes and bid them look sharp in the morning. Oh, me and me cousin, one Arthur, my bride, as we went walking down by the seaside. Now mark what followed and what did betide, for it being on Christmas morning.